This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
I'm Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk. The universities of Wisconsin are planning to expand their use of AI throughout the 13 campuses. UW President Jay Rothman says he's investing more into AI and is going to discuss expanding its use with the UW Board of Regents today. Rothman saying they will continue addressing ethical concerns and research more on how artificial intelligence can improve the lives of students, faculty, and administration. He also says he wants to prepare students for the future and make sure they'll have the skills so they can move from job to job. Paying sales tax on menstrual products could be a thing of the past if two Appleton lawmakers from opposite sides of the political aisle get their way. Representative Lee Snodgrass, a Democrat, and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, a Republican, are introducing legislation to eliminate the 5% sales tax on menstrual products. There was a press conference this week with the Women's Fund and the Monthlies Project, where Representative Snodgrass called the tax regressive and discriminatory.
The American Medical Association has deemed menstrual products essential for women's health and has called the tampon tax a regressive penalty that disproportionately burdens those who can least afford it. The sales tax on menstrual products treats individuals differently based solely on their sex.
Snodgrass says 32 other states in the United States have introduced and passed similar legislation. Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be on the lookout for tax scams. A press release says one of the most common scams during tax time involves scammers posing as IRS officials, trying to trick their potential victims into paying them or sharing personal info. The BBB is recommending residents file their taxes early to avoid scams, work with trustworthy tax professionals, and contact the IRS directly if they have concerns.
Can the Bucks make it three in a row? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are at home again tomorrow night. They'll host the last place Indiana Pacers. The Bucks with a 141-137 overtime win over the Pelicans last night. Kevin Porter Jr. with 18 points, back after missing six games with a strained oblique.
Yeah, I mean, I've been out. It's been a tricky year individually with my health, and I've been on and off the court. So I definitely just been fighting to get back and trying to stay available for my guys so we can continue to build.
NFL, we're at Super Bowl 60 all week here in San Francisco, and I caught up with Jordan Love last night at a youth football game. I asked Love if he wants more ownership of the offense heading into his fourth year as the starting quarterback.
More ownership of the offense? I feel like I have a pretty good grasp of the offense and what we do, and definitely have a lot of say in what we do, and I think me and Matt are on the same page with what we're trying to get done. I feel very comfortable with what we do as an offense, and I think we have a great system.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little bit of lingering light snow this morning, then it's just going to be cloudy here through the day today with a high right around 32 this afternoon. Tonight, more light snow will drop to around 20 for a low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s to low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.